Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. You hate this. This is kind of a cruel game because there's five guys you don't want. Who do you want? Well, suffice to say, there is a chance that when Brad Holmes makes a pick, I mean, is it even remotely shocking if the mock draft guys don't have it?
No, it wouldn't be shocking. What would be shocking to me if it's a name that I just haven't even seen in any mock draft for any team drafting like the top 40. If I haven't seen that player, I think I'd be shocked by that. But what? If it's a player that I haven't seen mocked to the Lions, I'm not going to be shocked because there'd be guys that are mocked way ahead.
This is one of those deals, though, where I'm like, yeah, my guess is, based upon all the evidence that we have, that Brad Holmes' draft board is probably better than Pete Schrager or Mel Kiper or Pete Prisco or whomever. Now, that doesn't mean he's 100% going to get it right, but
I mean, if I were to go through the scenarios I think are likely to happen, I think the likeliest scenario to happen is that Brad Holmes trades up. I think that's the likely scenario. Mm-hmm. Then I think the likely scenario is that Brad Holmes trades back. So my third likeliest scenario is they stay at 29 and they would draft somebody that we've heard of that kind of makes sense in the pool of players, and there you go. The fourth scenario is that they stay at 29 and take somebody completely off the board. That's kind of what we're talking about here.
Here's some of the feedback we got, because we said it's a name I personally have not yet seen mocked to Detroit. And we told you, we gave you five names and you had to kind of guess which one or which guy you would take. Scott writes in, 29 is way further down than we're used to picking, and that means it's inherently harder to guess. I'm guessing they have us taking Ladd McConkey, wide receiver, Georgia. If the Lions pick at 29, there's probably 20 dudes that it could end up being. From Ryan in Arizona, in that pool of players, Frazier would be my pick, and I would not be happy. Will writes in, if I'm picking between those five players at 29, I'm closing my laptop and heading home for the night. From an unnamed texter, one of those five, Frazier, but I didn't hear Graham Barton, who I'd take over Frazier. He did go. I'm pretty sure he went on this one. I just didn't mention him. Yeah, he went to Tampa at 26. Unnamed texter, Ladd McConkey would shock most since my last name is Conkey and was McConkey back in the day. I'm a bit biased. We watched the kid play this season. He is a Brad Holmes kind of kid. My last name is Conkey and was McConkey back in the day. You changed your last name?
I imagine at some point his ancestors dropped the MC from it, so it just became Conkey. Maybe they didn't for whatever reason.
I want to know more about that.
No, it would be like a Sullivan or O'Sullivan, you know? Like, yeah, they just dropped it. Gator's absolutely right on.
Yeah, I know what it means to change a name. I just want to know why. Why would an O'Sullivan drop the O?
Because there was Irish bias or something? I don't know.
You're right. Well, it wouldn't be for just Sullivan.
Yeah.
Of course it would be, but I just, yeah, right.
Oh, anything.
Listen, immigrants do strange things. Okay?
All the time. It changed the spelling of your name.
My grandfather.
Yep. My wife's last name is their spelling was changed.
Hold on. Your grandfather what?
My mom's father, when he came to this country from Sweden, and I'm not sure what year it was. I think it was the late 10s or in the 20s, sometime in there. His name is Gustav Olsen. Olsen with two S's because that's a Swedish thing. At some point, after my mom was born, when they were living in Chicago, he thought that, you know what, there's too many Olsens because there's a lot of Scandinavians that live in the Chicago area. So he decided to change the name from Olsen to Johnson.
Another name that's not very popular.
Then at some point he realized, oh, wait a minute, there's a lot of Johnsons. So he went back to Olsen.
Okay.
So, you know, my mom's name technically, I think, would be, you know, Olsen Johnson, Olsen Anderson. It is a whole mess.
That is a mess.
Yeah, but my grandfather did that way
back when. My dad's parents have the most old school names, like old school.
So, like first names?
Grandpa and Grandma Karsh.
Yeah.
Were Fritz and Mabel.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got Gus and Gerda.
Gerda.
Yeah. And there's a Millie in there. Nice. There's a Astrid, not a Millie. There's an Astrid. There's a lot going on the Swedish side.
Yes. All right. So anyway, your pick. We got sidetracked.
Well, okay. So I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, Ladd McConkey would be a typical Brad Holmes going best player available, if that's what he thinks. You know, the guy ran a sub 4.440. He was uncoverable at Georgia and has great hands. There's a lot to like about him. And then you're wondering about, well, does that mean anything? Does that pretend anything with Amon-Ra St. Brown? Did they not want to sign him to an extension? I find that hard to believe. So I'm kind of ruling him out, but that would be the classic, I'm taking best player available.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got Edrin Cooper, who's a linebacker, and it doesn't seem like the Lions have any need for a linebacker. So I want to rule him out, and yet that's another one. That's a Brad Holmes. What are we doing? But even I don't think that they're going to look at linebackers, so I'm ruling him out. That leaves with an offensive lineman, and who are the other? A safety, and it leaves you
with Mekhi Wingo, the defensive tackle.
And Mekhi Wingo. So I don't know much about Wingo. I'm going to guess it would be Zach Frazier, the guard from West Virginia. He's a little undersized, 6'3", 315-ish, but he's pretty strong. He had 30 reps on the bench. They speak really well about his athleticism, how he's a pretty good pass blocker and also a run blocker because he kind of locks up the defensive line. And it sounds like a guy that they could go for. I'm going to go with Zach Frazier because it also fits a need, but he's a highly thought of guy. Daniel Jeremiah has him rated as the 37th player available in the draft.
The pick is in. And with the 29th pick of the 2024 NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select Zach Frazier, interior offensive lineman, West Virginia. He writes, Frazier's former state wrestling champion who's nasty, versatile, and hungry. This is a Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell prospect, if there ever was one, with a West Virginia product oozing bulldog characteristics. If we learned anything from the Jahmyr Gibbs and Jack Campbell picks last year, it's that the Lions draft guys they like as opposed to dwelling on needs and perceived positional value. So,
hey, here's what Daniel Jeremiah had to say about him. So he's quick to the second level and adjusts well in space. He's a bulldog, collecting one knockdown after another to finish plays. Frazier was a four-time state wrestling champion in high school and carries that tenacity over the football field. He'll be a day one starter and tempo setter for the team that drafts him. High praise.
Yep.
Because if the Lions draft him, wouldn't think he's a day one starter. But who knows?
I mean, look. It
does sound like Dan Campbell.
It does sound like a Dan Campbell guy. And now the box is checked. We've seen him mocked to Detroit.
Okay.
If you want to see the whole thing, go to Pete Schrager on NFL.com and check it out.
How would you feel about that? I mean, is Zach Frazier okay over a chop?
I'd be okay with it. I'm The problem is I find myself spiraling out of control in whatever Brad Holmes wants.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't. I shouldn't. But I'm sort of acquiescing all opinion to the guy who's just crushed it. And is doing the thing that we most desperately wanted, and that is to get somebody who's a draft ninja.
My guess is if this is the name that's announced,
yeah,
that people initially be like, what? because there are other names that people will recognize on the board. And then they'll probably have a reaction like you would have. It's about, it's Brad Holmes. He knows what he's doing. But then as soon as they show like a highlight package and have everybody talking about him and the word bulldog comes up and maybe they're showing him pancaking guys all over the place. And then they're showing him, hey, he dive bombed the guy after he already blocked him once and he's taking him all over the field. And then they go and show his highlights from his junior year in high school where he's pinning every heavyweight in the state. And they talk about all that.
Something will go viral from his wrestling highlight clip. Yep.
Then everyone will be on board if that's the pick, because it seems like this is a guy that would have the highlight package that would resonate with Detroit Lions fans because we love the grit.
100%.
Yeah, but they do that with every player.
I know they do.
You know, like Logan Stenberg or whoever, pick an offensive lineman they've drafted. Look at this guy, right? His motor, if it's anything, he's too tough. Right. He drinks motor oil. Okay, we got it. And it's like, all right, man.
He might bleed too much.
Yes. Exactly. So we'll see. But, I mean, we are in the camp that we trust Brad Holmes. And
I like Leighton Vander Esch because he slept in his pickup up in the mines in Idaho before the draft.
I mean, and that's okay because these guys are young prospects and they're showing the ceiling they might have, and that's what the draft shows do. And it gets every fan base excited.
Yep. No, you're right. You are correct. Well, keep your eye open for that. By the way, the Jets unveiled their uniforms. Did you see that?
I did.
Kind of subtle.
Yeah, I didn't see a whole lot of difference. It looked like it might be an extra stripe or something manipulated with a stripe.
I want to get into it maybe later in the week because the Lions unveiled. For people who don't know, the Lions unveiled their new uniforms on Thursday.
This week?
Which is intriguing. I'm sure there's a reason. It felt like that would be a draft night thing. Like they'd unveil them on draft night, but they're going for a week.
You do it before, so the people buy it before the draft. So
you get
then
them all
you
fired
see
up.
Everybody wearing the jerseys at the draft.
Okay. Fair enough.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm intrigued by this, what direction they're going to go, but that feels like a conversation for another day because we've got this Red Wing game from last night to react to, the one coming up tonight to discuss, and all of what we need to have happen tonight because this team still needs some help to make the playoffs, but they very well could get it. Plus, Gator, we've got a Tiger game this afternoon, and we'll get into the Tigers a little bit next hour. And weird things afoot with the Pistons. I'm not quite sure what's going on, although I have some ideas. 248-539-9797. It's open line, so get your calls in. Just a reminder, you can stream the show with the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today. AUDACY. On top of that, you can stream through our website, 971theticket.com, where Champ and Chumper posted, and the story by the Birch Kid about Lucas Raymond maybe turning into a star. Go to 971theticket.com. Additionally, you can stream with video, twitch.tv. Search up 971theticket there. YouTube.com, same thing. You can participate in the streaming chat. It's Carson Anderson, or should I say Carson Olsen Johnson, here on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time, baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.